Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cool shot, baby.
Yeah, little Stevie Ray bringing us some blues there. The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan, 23 after the hour. I'm Jim. Thanks for hanging out with me. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of new stuff there, things you can watch, you can read, you can listen to. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every afternoon by email. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. And be sure to check out our video. We have a different one up, sometimes more than one a week. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Sarah Petty is our guest. She and Aaron Verbeck are the authors of the newly minted book, Worth Every Penny, and it's now one on all the galactic lists, right? Wall Street Journal, USA Today, the Times-Picayune, wherever people are reviewing, it's on the top of their list. So congratulations again on that. Sarah, tell us how they can find your book, please.
Yeah, they can get our book anywhere, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And it's called Worth Every Penny, so all they need to do is just shop around and go to a bookstore. It's all the good places.
And it's all about helping you put your best foot forward in the marketplace with proper marketing and pricing strategies. So you're going to be giving a speech to a bunch of ladies in another few weeks. And one of the things you mentioned that you're going to talk to them about is how to make sure that they price themselves, their product, their services the right way. Give us some insights into that, please.
Yes. People typically make a lot of pricing mistakes. When they first start, they figure, if I charge more than I paid, then I'm making a profit. We kind of call that what the heck.
What the heck?
We don't always say heck, but let's use that for your show. And we know that everybody gets to a point pretty quickly, hopefully, where they're like, okay, this is not making me money, trading money with my bank account. And then people get to some people go with the competitive-based route. Well, my competitor is doing this, or my competitor is doing this, but what we know is that such a high percentage of businesses fail because they don't know what they're doing. So if you're copying them, you don't know what you're doing either, and that's very scary.
That's called blind leading the blind.
It is called blind leading the blind, for sure. Then we've got cost-based, which is a really great place to start, where you're making sure you're covering your costs. And every industry has a standard, as you know, for figuring out what that cost should be.
Right.
The food industry, I think it's under 30% for their food costs. Photographers, under 25% for cost of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a formula. But if you really want to be able to help your clients and do the extras and have the margins, and let's face it, we don't have the guarantee of a salary and health insurance and all the benefits you do at a job, so you've got to have a profit in there.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about demand-based pricing. So going out there and creating the demand so that you can charge what you need to make money. And to do that, it's like going back to the lemonade stand. You're just sitting there on the corner. You're not going to just keep marking yours. They're 50 cents. I'll be 20. I'll be 10.
Right.
Still not going to create that demand.
You're saying avoid the price war.
Exactly, because that's not sustainable.
It's over. The price war is over. Sarah, the price war is over. And we lost.
Because there's a kid down the street who can do lemonade for free just because he can.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got a wealthy daddy.
The biggest reason businesses go out of business is because they don't charge enough for their product.
It's true.
They think that people do business with them because of price, and that's not the greatest reason why people do business with your small business.
That doesn't get you the great clients that love you for what you do. And what I've learned in all these years of working with small businesses is some of them that can't make it and can't build a business without, you know, a price, they lower their price and they still can't make it. So it's not about price. It's about all the other things, creating demand, going around and delivering lemonade, adding vodka to your lemonade for a neighborhood party, hand painting glassware for your clients. And I'm using just a pair of
something that
example.
Sets you apart that they can't get anywhere else. Something differentiates you. It could be 1,000 things. It could be 10,000 different things. But something that makes people hey, I want that. I can only get it there. I'm going to pay what they ask me. And here's the main thing, Sarah, and this is the part that people don't understand. Everybody is a prospect for that. Don't try to get everybody. Just try to find those people who want that.
Yep. We call it using your dog whistle in your marketing. Just going out there with a postcard and splattering the whole world, you do something that just thrills your clients, something engaging, something better, something real, and it acts like a dog whistle.
Only certain people hear it, right?
Exactly, the clients that are right. And if you use price as your whistle, those are the people that are going to come running, and then tomorrow when your neighbor that uses price, your competitor, they're running down the street to that person.
Right, absolutely. No, I like folks, that's a great way to think about it. So, you know, I remind them all the time, Sarah, the phone book, if you're a small business, the phone book is not your prospect list.
Not.
And I agree completely. And that's the reason why I tell people they should thank Walmart when they come to town. Because Walmart is going to keep the people in your store who were never going to buy from you except on price anyway. Why do you even want to talk to those people?
Exactly. And say you sell bikes. You know, Walmart sells one or two bikes. Age group.
Yep.
So you have so many more things to talk about. Mm-hmm. So you go out and you use your higher price, but you can create demand. You get engaged with the biker circle, triathlon circle, and people that care about a better bike.
The book is called Worth Every Penny. Give us the website again, Sarah.
WorthEveryPennyBook.com.
That's an award-winning book, folks. Congratulations, Sarah. Tell Aaron we said we're proud of you.
I sure will. Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Sarah Petty, she'll be back. I will be too. Messages. I'm Jim Blysengame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blysengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.